I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. IU Ballet Theater presents The Nutcracker. The music is by Tchaikovsky. The choreography is by IU's own Michael Vernon. Performances are at 8 p.m. on November 30th and December 1st, 2 p.m. on the 1st and on the 2nd in the IU Musical Arts Center. Our guest is one of the dancers, Mary Quinn Aber. Freshman, sophomore, junior, senior?
I'm actually a senior this year, unfortunately.
Unfortunately?
Mm-hmm.
You've had a good time at IU?
Yes, definitely. The best.
What do you think about coming to IU, where they also put a pretty stiff academic program in addition to the dance program?
Yes.
Rather than, say, a conservatory or going out as part of a junior company?
Well, we just have long schedules. We get up in the morning and we'll start our classes at 8 a.m., our first academics. We can either fit two academics in the morning or just one. Then we'll go to ballet, straight to the MAC. And from 11:30 to 1, we have our technique class. And then we have a half-hour break, and then we rehearse till 5:45. And then we'll go to night classes on top of that. But we get the best of both worlds. I mean, we're coming out with a degree. I'm getting my outside field in journalism, and I have a minor in sociology, so it's definitely worth it.
Now, where'd you come from?
I'm from Boca Raton, Florida, originally.
And when did you start dancing?
I started dancing seriously at about age 12. That's when I started focusing mainly on ballet.
Mm-hmm. Are you a veteran of various nutcrackers?
I am. I've been doing them since I was probably 8 years old.
What did you start as?
When I was 8?
Yes.
Well, I've been almost everything. I think I was a Mother Ginger, one of the little girls that run out from underneath the skirt. And this year I'm actually getting to do Sugar Plum.
Is that a role that you particularly have wanted to do over the years?
Yes, I've been blessed to do it since sophomore year, and I just really enjoy it. It's great.
Now, you've then sophomore, junior, senior. This is your third time in the role. Has the choreography changed a little bit?
There are a little changes here and there, but it's basically the same since sophomore year, so I'm just perfecting it again this year.
Now, when you talk about perfecting something like this, what sort of steps do you go through?
Well, actually, every year it just gets a little more difficult because I want to tweak things that I've seen on videos of me, you know, something I don't like. And so, yeah.
So you make it a little harder for yourself.
It kind of takes over a little.
And a little more interesting, perhaps, for the audience.
Yes, definitely.
We're talking with Mary Quinn Aber about the upcoming production of The Nutcracker at the Musical Arts Center on the IU campus. Mary, you say you're a senior. What lies in store for a graduate of the IU Ballet program?
Well, in the spring, I'm going to begin auditioning for companies, ballet companies all over the United States, and I'm actually going to audition in Europe, I think, as well for ballet companies there.
So these are all roles as a dancer. Now, dancers traditionally have a fairly short lifespan. They're professional athletes. Thoughts about after dance?
I definitely want to do grad school as well. I'm not sure what I would do after ballet, but law school is in the back of my head as well.
Law school as well. We've been talking with Mary Quinn Aber in the Indiana University Ballet Theater's production of The Nutcracker. Performances are on November 30th and December 1st in the evening at 8, and then on the 1st and on the 2nd, there are 2 o'clock matinees. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.